Excited to be here today, and we have two gentlemen with us today that I think most everybody in Powell County knows, and that's Ovi Holland and Larry Meadows. And we'd come to do a segment on the historical museum in Clay City, but I think kind of as a good precursor, I'd like to drop back and see if they think all too often we forget about the formation of Powell County, so maybe we'll be able to get a little of that history established before we talk about that. And I'll give you two gentlemen a chance to introduce yourself and say hi to the folks out there listening.
Ovi Holland and Larry Meadows here. We're both with the museum, and he's kind of the heart and soul of it, and I kind of back him up.
A lot of people probably don't know exactly how Powell County come to be. Would you two gentlemen care to expand or talk a little bit on how Powell County was formed or when it was formed and how it come to be?
Well, of course, it was formed in 1852 from parts of, I guess, Montgomery. What other counties, Larry?
Estill and Clark.
And originally, of course, this was all part of Virginia. Larry, won't you offer a little bit more insight into the what actually happened as far as the formation and of the county and kind of what went on?
If we starting in 1852 when Powell County was established by the then serving governor Lazarus W. Powell, seemed to be important to get a county seat that was more reachable within a day of the people riding horses and the different means of getting there, rather than have to go to over the ones that lived on the Hardest Creek area and those areas going over on to Irvin, around Stanton, have to go to Mount Sterling, and the ones down around West Bend area have to go to Winchester. So to develop another county, of which Kentucky has many, 120, it became very necessary to establish that and have pick a place centrally located like Stanton.
I guess, Larry, part of we had quite a bit of industry and things going on in this area at that time, and I guess that's really what helped necessitate the need for having a county of our own, really, and you might speak to some of the activities that was going on at that time.
The lumbering industry, of course, was kind of a key. Most of the people realize there's not a lot of coal. There was some oil in the upper end of the county, but timber was the primary industry, and of course steel. And the early railroad was probably built with those two things in mind. It didn't last as long as everyone thought. That there was a limited amount of timber, but the actual tunnel at Nada was originally built as part of the attempt to get timber out. And Larry, what was some of the early railroad companies? I think you said the Kentucky Union was the first one that built the tracks.
Moving on up to the railroad days, and when that became necessary, they'd been planning on this a long time, just after Powell County was formed. However, it took years to get a railroad to penetrate this area to try to get the logs and all of the other materials and mineral resources out, like try to reach the coal fields and all this stuff. And the Kentucky Union Railway Company was the one who put the railroad in and reached it in, tied into the Bluegrass, and headed up through Red River and eventually through the Natural Bridge country and on over into Kentucky River. Probably the beginning of this, around 1882 and 83, they tied on the Kentucky Union Junction, which is now called the L&E Junction down in Clark County, and began their trackage. It took several years to reach the eastern end, which was near Jackson in Breathitt County.
I guess while you're talking about the river and the steel industry, I guess, especially in relation to Clay City, the river was used, I guess, as a vessel to carry some of these logs or float them down, and I guess that's probably had a big play in why Clay City's where it is today, I'm assuming.
Clay City today was a late name coming in. Originally, it was built and industrialized as an ironworks. And so the Red River Ironworks and Forge became early 1800s, a very important place with a lot of industry going on and a lot of the iron ore being dug up around the furnace area, around Harvest Creek and all in that area, Cat Creek and so on the high hills, and brought down to Clay City, which is now Clay City, the old Red River Ironworks, and made by blast furnace into iron, in usable iron, and then reforged into utilitary items like kettles and plowshares and everything you had to have for farming and early settlement. Now, the one thing about that to add is that where Clay City is now was not immediately put into Powell County in 1852. It remained in Estill County because at that time the Estill steam furnace had been built at Furnace, Kentucky, and all that land, many thousand acres, always sold and had to be used together. So the Red River Fords, where Clay City is, remained in Estill County until the 1880s.
That's interesting to know, and something I was unaware of. And I can't, you touched on it. I think people have some idea that there was some steel industry with the furnaces. But one thing we've not talked about, too, going back to the millstones and things, there was a lot of active quarries in our county for those kind of things as well, was it not?
In the earliest times, you're right. The millstone quarries over around Red River Stone Quarry Knob, now called Rotten Point, and the base of Pilot Knob was a very important early industry, and now a lot of that is under the Kentucky State Nature Preserves Commission protection. And fortunately, Powell County and you folks have had a major role in that, in making that a nature preserve.
Now, these were actually shipped not necessarily all over the country, but certainly all over the state and into other states. I guess they were high enough quality, or there was a scarcity or whatever, but you do find these in lots of other places, the millstones from this area, is that right?
That is true. Kentucky has quite a number of millstone quarries when you get to the right quality of rock. The local rock here at the Red River Stone Quarry Knob is a conglomerate, jack rock pebbles mixed with sand and then in a combined matrix that makes real good millstone for grinding corn into cornmeal. However, it's not so good about grinding wheat into flour, into wheat flour. And of course, a lot of those at the same mill site would be actually a pair of the local conglomerate millstones and then a pair of the French flint from near Paris, France, shipped over and usually cut into segments and articulated into a masterful millstone.
And I think beyond the millstones that was quarried, naturally there was some sandstone quarrying that went on, I guess, to facilitate some of the structures in county surrounding as well, wasn't there?
That's right. And the sandstone, even in the same area like the Pilot Knob, Red River Stone Quarry Knob, there are different levels of geology there. And in doing that, they would make grindstones to sharpen tools with, which every household had one or two of them. And there's other places in Powell County and Estill also that had grindstone quarries that were well known in the very early times and for many years.
One of the things that I just found out recently, and maybe Larry will elaborate on it a little bit, but there was a large quarry up off Little Hardwick's Creek, a lithograph. I guess they actually was that limestone that they mined to do printing? What was that?
Yes,
tell us a little bit about.
Yeah, very fine-grained limestone, very high quality, extremely high quality, best in the country. And there was a company there that did quite a bit of work for a few years called the Estill Lithographic Quarry Company. And they actually, this is up what we call today the Rock Quarry Hollow. It was called Kistner Ranch back in the old days. And they actually formed this quarry or this company and lithograph quarry to use in the printing. And that was a primary process back in the late 1800s.
I guess we've talked about a lot of the early industry and probably some of the things that led to the necessity to have Powell County form. But I think early on we've touched on things we probably have had, which I know is important to us today. We probably had tourists even back in a lot of those days that also added to the economic development of the area.
It's actually, I guess, gone full circle. It was not necessarily a tourist mecca, but it certainly was very well visited. There was excursion trains that came through the county. Of course, this is kind of the bridge to the mountains, so to speak, and it's the first actual mountains, cliffs, canyons, and so forth. And a lot of the people up north especially were interested in seeing that. Up at Torrent Falls, for example, in the early days, There was a large, not necessarily an amphitheater, but a stage and so forth, right under where the falls is at now. They even had, of course, the trains went up by there. They even had a basket and a pulley system rigged up that they lowered down from the top of the mountain or the cliff for either the preacher or the opera singers or whatever. So there were huge crowds of tourists that rode the train in, obviously to see the natural beauty and, of course, the industry, too. And a lot of the people that were key in industry, they wanted entertainment, I guess, too. Larry, what's in any of the other things you can think of along the tourism and so forth? Anything that we've...
Well, when the train penetrated the area and opened up so many avenues, the Torrent Falls area, Natural Bridge, it was just unbelievable how many people in the cities could then travel by train right in here and take you just right to it. Big hotels sprung up and a lot of business and everything, the world dances and everything. So it was just amazing that long ago. You know, we're talking about 1890. Just what kind of door that opened, and the tourism, it certainly has not ceased. It still goes on. And the one thing that goes on back even prior to that, but not before the train entered the scene, would be a Pilot Knob itself down on northwestern Powell County. That was been an attraction for tourism ever since Daniel Boone come there in 1769.
One that really interesting thing about that whole little segment there was it's very much reminiscent of today. I mean, you had the people that the industry or whatever attractions in the western end of our county, which is Clay City, brought people on, and therefore they continued to migrate a little further east and explore the eastern ends of our county. And that's very much the pattern we see today. And I guess, you know, with all the talk of tourism, it's really vital to realize that all of our county benefits from tourism. And like you said, the migration typically starts from the western end and works to the eastern end, and therefore, you know, attractions in one end of the county can help another end of the county develop. So that's kind of neat to see that was going on back then and still continues to be the primary route that they travel today.
That's true, and one of the things that I really think we're missing out on is not having some sort of a trail or whatever. There's different types of these, but something that would make the people want to get off at Clay City and go through the rest of the county and see kind of the back roads and so forth. Now, there's several things that would help that, of course, but we need to start thinking about how we can get the people to see more than just the museum or Natural Bridge or whatever. We'd like to get the people to visit the rest of our beautiful county and see what all we have to offer.
And that's one thing I think we can do a better job on. Like I said, we're kind of highlighting Clay City this week, and, you know, naturally with the river trail and things, there's a lot of other things. But I think y'all pretty much touched on it. There's a whole lot of historical things from Powell County's history that happened in the western end of the county that we don't do a good job of marketing or telling the story. So we definitely, in that effort and vein, need to try to do a better job of showing people what all was there and the history of it. And I think a lot of things people would be interested in seeing if that was done a little better.
The one thing that has been in more recent years, the U.S. Forest Service and all their property in the Red River Gorge and all their promotion has greatly enhanced and broadened the spectrum of tourism, and it's to be appreciated because it's not just one county. All counties benefit from that.
We've been fortunate, I think, as Powell County to always have tourism. And I think, like you said, with probably starting in the early 2000s with manufacturing and those kind of things going away, it wasn't until that point that really counties such as Powell County started to see the value or the opportunities with tourism. And I think we, in the last few years, have done a good job to start to exploit that. But it's something definitely that will be a big part of our future going forward, is to make sure we capitalize on the people that want to come and view our beauty and our natural things as well as our historical things. So it's something we can definitely expand on and benefit. We'd like to thank you two gentlemen for coming in today, and we kind of just scratched the surface on all we have to offer, but I think it was good to give people, a lot of people probably don't have an idea on some of the things that actually went on, and coming up in our next show, we'll talk a little bit about what we've done to try to preserve some of those histories and the work y'all do at the museum. So we look forward to seeing y'all again.
Thank you.
Thank you.